With Stirling Mortlock ruled out of their match against the Highlanders tomorrow, Mortlock is suffering from a hip strain and has been ruled out of the crucial Super Rugby clash. That's the latest news. I'm Letitia Willox.
Thank you very much, Letitia. Top job as always. Good morning and welcome to it. Hey, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. It is here at last, at you little beauty. The weather, though, not quite as exciting, really. No rain developing today. Tops of 27 degrees. Whether that means we're really going to get much, I certainly hope not. Hopefully a bit of sunshine about. Tomorrow, they're saying, simply rain as we get into the weekend, and tops of 21 degrees. Sunday, a possible shower, tops of 25. And for Monday, this stage, possible showers and 25 degrees. Let's hope they don't eventuate either. Currently outside, quite cool at the moment. Once again, around 16 degrees. Let's get stuck into it. Welcome to The Morning Juice.
FM 104.7. If I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me? FM 104.7.
Look, I wouldn't lie to you. It's 12 minutes past six. Good morning, good morning. It's PK right here, the likes of the Morning Juice. Thanks to our mates at Macca's for a Friday. Yeah, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. It is here at last. That means the weekend is just about here as well. Weather-wise, unfortunately, not a lot to get excited about today. A bit of rain developing and tops of 27 degrees. Currently, still reasonably cool outside. Might want to rug up a little bit if you're just about to head out to work or get outdoors. It's 16 degrees or thereabouts at the moment in the Clarence. What have we got coming up for you? Well, a Friday juice. We've got plenty coming up for you. Of course, your chance to win brekkie at Macca's. Very short. With the catch potato.
The restaurant of the month is the magnificent Riverside Buffet at the South Grafton Ex-Servicemen's Club. The club with million-dollar views. Wharf Street, South Grafton. Open for lunch.
At FM 104.7 and the Morning Juice for a Friday. Good morning to you. Welcome along. Thanks to our mates at Macca's. It is just going 28 minutes past six. Very shortly, we'll play the couch potato. In fact, why not do it now? We'll do it right now. And today's couch potato question is as follows. Four US rap stars shut down half a street on the Gold Coast yesterday as they went on a spending spree. Probably wasn't what they'd consider a spending spree, I shouldn't think. Can you name one of the rap stars that did that yesterday? Four US rap stars shut down half a street on the Gold Coast. Only half a street. It's probably a long street, though. They went on a bit of a spending spree. Three rap stars from the US. Can you name one of those rap stars? If you can, you could win breakfast at Macca's. Thank you very much. Bacon and egg McMuffin and hot coffee will be all yours if you're a call on number three. Give us a call, 1300 651 0047.
We've got your weekend covered. Say goodbye to the working week with plenty of chances to win the free stuff.
Tomorrow, where the Giants take on Northern United, while Tweed Coast Raiders host Evans Head at Les Berger Field. Sunday at McKittrick Park, the Grafton Rhinos line up against Lower Clarence Magpies. The Ghosts hit the road to tackle Morris Brothers on Oaks Oval. Casino RSM play Kyogle at Queen Elizabeth Park. And Kujun are at home to Mwillimba. Ballina has the bye. Get out of your house and come to ours and take in a game of live rugby league this weekend.
0407 47 1047. Taking your request now.
And we've got ourselves a winner. Thank you very much for the couch potato, Bridget. Well done. Well done indeed. Four US rappers shut down half a street on the Goldie yesterday as they went on a shopping spree. It was Snoop Dogg, Nelly Bow Wow and Busta Rhymes did a little bit of shopping. Just a little bit of shopping. Probably what they'd call a very little bit of shopping, yeah. Right now, I've got an anniversary. I got a text message from Gavin and Matilda. Congratulations, Gavin and Matilda. Well done. Happy anniversary to both of you. Good stuff. Good song as well. This is Mr. John Mayer. It's called Half of My Heart. Good morning. It's just gone 28 minutes away from 7. Right here on FM 104.7, it's the Juice. Thanks to Macca's.
I was born in the arms of imaginary friends. Free to roam at home.
It's a matter of trust. It's always been a matter of trust, really. Trust me. Trust me, it's PK and FM 104.7 with Mr. Billy Joel and a killer classic as we go right around the Clarence on a Friday morning. It is, 7 minutes. Make it 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock. News is not that far away. Neither is Easter, for that matter. And one of the biggest events to be held in the Clarence Valley each year is coming up once again, the McLean Highland Gathering. Och hi, Jimmy. That's the extent of my Scottish, yes. This will be the 107th time it's been held. Friday, Saturday of Easter, the long weekend, of course, April 22nd and 23rd. It's a celebration of everything Scottish, of course, in our very own Scottish town, McLean. It's going to be huge, so if you're looking for something to get up to, I suggest you get along to this one. The gathering gets underway the Friday afternoon at the McLean Showground with pipes, drums and solo competitions, followed by a Kaylee in the Park that evening. Saturday's events commence at 8:30 in River Street with pipe bands on parade, and then from 9:30 at the showgrounds you'll see dancers, pipers, drummers, Highland sports, and it's going to be a huge day. In fact, a huge 2 days, so get along to it. And FM 104.7 are a proud supporter, as always, of the 107th Highland Gathering, April 22nd and 23rd, in our very own Scottish town, McLean.
Find out where you're...